This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This is In the News, April 14, 2025. Your noted newsman here. Oregon, known for its state bird, nut, and beverage, may soon add this as its state, as one of its state symbols. Hmm.
And that is, so we got the nut, the bird, and the what?
Well, okay, so we have a state tree, which, as you know, is the Douglas fir.
Yeah.
The state flower being the Oregon grape.
Mm-hmm.
And square dancing is our state dance.
Why on the flag then do we just have the beeve?
Yeah, flags!
I don't know.
Right?
Oregon state fruit is the pear. Did you know that?
I didn't know we had the pear.
I didn't either.
Because on the front we got the state seal, which I think
the
it's
the pear?
Yeah.
We have a lot of pears here?
Yeah. Yes.
No. That surprised me. I would think we'd be like the blackberry or the marionberry or something.
Yeah. I don't know if I've ever had an Oregon pear. I do like a pear, but
sure. I just didn't know they were abundant.
Yeah.
So we have a lot of cattle here.
Mm-hmm.
They're a big deal in Oregon.
Yeah.
Not as big as in other states, but you know.
Yeah.
Still.
I love cows.
Well, that's on the state seal. I do know that the state seal's got like the Oregon Trail, like you're dying of dysentery, and they got the little wagon and.
Yeah, and so because of that, they wanted to draw attention to that and give recognition to that. So they are adding the T-bone steak as Oregon's state steak.
What?
What?
That's right. That's right, guys.
Why?
Oregon now has a state steak, and it is the T-bone.
T-bone! Hey, T-bone!
So this guy.
Can I also say the T-bone, like,
very mid.
Yeah, like, what are we doing?
This guy's name is Todd Nash. He is a state senator.
He explained
the choice, saying, originally I wanted to make it a ribeye, but ribeye had already been taken by Oklahoma. And then when we looked into it and really thought about it, the T-bone made a lot of sense because it's actually two steaks.
Can I?
What?
I'm confused. So because Oklahoma has the ribeye week.
So we found he found a steak that he can hybridize or double up as two steaks. And he's like, this is our state steak.
Well, but we can't be the only state that has the T-bone, right?
There aren't 50 different cuts of steak, I don't think.
He says it kind of represents our state, where you have the New York strip on one side and you have filet mignon on the other. And you can really respect both or high-quality cuts of meat.
Huh.
And we can agree on one or the other, but if you combine it into a T-bone, it's something that can be shared by everybody and agreed on by everybody.
But so, how does that represent Oregon?
So the filet is Portland.
I think he's talking about the smaller piece, and
that's the liberal snowflakes.
Hmm.
And then the New York on the other side is country.
I think that's what he says.
Gymnastics.
Yeah, it really is. It's quite a stretch. As a matter of fact, it's a leap.
Are we putting that on the flag now? Like,
I don't know. We now have a state steak, guys.
Hmm. So we, all right.
So they asked him about the best seasoning for a steak because, you know, he's a steak expert.
Sure. With his T-bone, even though no one goes to a steakhouse and orders a T-bone.
He said salt and pepper.
He's one of those guys, huh?
Well, you're missing garlic. You need garlic, salt, pepper on that steak.
This would be a controversial decision. I like a nice Cajun crust. Sear the crap out of that and give me a little, give me that char on top with a little Cajun seasoning. Now we're talking. And then, of course, some cowboy or some garlic butter on it. Like, let's go here. Let's pick it up a notch.
And that is in the news for April 14.
All the steak news that you didn't know that you needed and not sure that you did.
Well, I mean, where else are you going to know that factoid right there?
We informed a lot of people now that the T-bone is the official steak of our steak.
There's a missing kayaker, but more importantly.
More importantly.
T-bone steak is now the Oregon State steak.
It is a fun steak to order. T-bone! What are you eating? T-bone!
In the news, April 14, 2025, brought to you by the Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. The Hot 5-5 is next on The Fan.
Some people play by the rules, but the real game changers break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we're talking to the risk takers, the rebels, and the ones rewriting the playbook. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.